Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Balak, that is Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Beis. Now, Balak was the king of Moab, and he hired Bilam to curse the Bnei Israel. Who was Bilam? Chazal teach that Bilam was a Navi with the same level of Nevuah as Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem granted him this ability so the nations couldn't complain that they don't have anyone like Moshe. The problem is that Bilam used his powers for the wrong things. He had the unique ability to discern the one moment of the day Hashem judges and would utilize that to curse others, as we learned about in last week's Parsha already. So let's see what happened over here. Vayar Balak ben Tzippor, and Balak ben Tzippor saw Eis Klasher Asa Yisrael Amayri, everything that Yisrael did to the Amayri. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Vayar Balak ben Tzippor, Eis Klasher Asa Yisrael Amayri. Amar, he said, Elu Shnei Malachim, these two kings, talking about Sichon and Og, Shayinu Betuchim Aleim, we were reliant on them. Loi Amdu B'fneim, they weren't able to stand in front of Klal Yisrael. Anu Alachas Kama V'kama, for sure we're not going to be able to stand in front of Klal Yisrael, and we're going to lose. Lefikach, therefore, the next Pasuk says, Vayagar Mayav. Let's go back up to Chumash, Pasuk Gimel. Vayagar Mayav B'pnei Moav was afraid in front of the nation, Ma'ayd, very much, Kiravhu, because they were great and numerous. Vayakatz Moav mipnei Bnei Yisrael, and Moav was disgusted because of the Bnei Yisrael. Vayamar Moav al-Ziknei Midyan, and Moav said to the elders of Midyan, Ato now, Yelachu akaholis kolsvei seinu, the congregation is going to lick up all of our surroundings, Kilchai chashar, Eisrak hasade, like an ox licks up the greenery of the field. Uvalak ben Tzippor, Melch Moav beisahi, and Balak ben Tzippor, he was the king of Moav at that time. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalud, el-Ziknei Midyan. Rashi says, they always hated each other, Midian and Moav. Shenemar, it says, Hamakas Midian Bistay Moav, Shobo Midian Al Moav L'Mochama. Midian and Moav always fought with each other. Elami Yerasan Shal Yisrael Asu Shalom Beinem. It's because they feared Klal Yisrael, that's why they made peace with each other. Umar Ra Moav Lital Itzim Midian. What exactly did Moav see that they decided, let's go ask advice from Midian? Kivan Shiroas Yisrael Netzchim Shalakim Menega Elam. Since they saw that Klal Yisrael, they were winning, and it was not natural. This is not normal to be winning like this. Amru, they said, Manhigam Shal Elu Bemidian is Gadol. We know that their leader, talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, he grew up in Midian. Nishal mehem ma'midase. Let's go ask what his midah is. What's his unique character trait? Amru lahem, so they said, Ein kayach el bepiv. His kayach, his power is with his mouth. Amru, they said, Af anu nave oleim, but adam shekayach bepiv. We're also going to go against them with someone who his power is in his mouth. Kil chay chashar. Why is they said that they're going around like an ox licks up the greenery? Kol ma'shashar malachich. Anything that an ox licks up, Ein by someone bracha, there's no bracha in that. Ba'isahi, the pasuk said, at that point in time, he was the king of Moav. What's his emphasis? Lehi roi lemalchus. Really, he shouldn't have been a king. Menesichei Midian haya. He was one of the princes of Midian. V'kim shemei Sichon. Since Sichon had died, minua alehim utzarech shah. So they just appointed him for that point in time, but he really wasn't supposed to be the king. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Hey. Vayishlach malchim el Bilam ben Ba'ar, and he sent messengers to Bilam ben Ba'ar. Pisaira tu Pisar, asher al nahar, which was at the river, Eretz b'nei Amoy, asher al nahar, Eretz b'nei Amoy, which was by the river of the land of his people, meaning Balak's people, L'kroi to call to him, meaning to call to Bilam, Lamar saying, Hine am yatsim Mitzrayim, behold, a nation has come out of Egypt, Hine chisas ein ha'aretz, it has covered the entire land, V'hu yashev muli, and it's sitting right in front of me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey. The word Pesaira is also Aramaic for money changer. Kashal chani hazesh, hakol meritzen lo yamayis, just like a money changer, everyone rushes their money to him, kach kol melachim meritzen lo yagresen, all of the kings would rush their letters to Bilam. The simple understanding is, the place was called Pisar, Eretz B'nei Amoy. Why is it the Pasuk emphasizes that it was the land of his people, Shel Balak, meaning the people of Balak. Misham Haya, Balak was originally from Midian. And this one, meaning Bilam, used to say Nevuah and say about Balak, Aserat HaLimlech, you're going to end up being the king. Now, Vayim Timer, if you're going to say, says Rashi, why did Hashem give his Shechina rest his Shechina on a guy, on a non-Jew who's a Rasha? And we already said this in the introduction, so that the other nations shouldn't have an opening to say, if we would have had Nevi'im, then we would have become better. So he gave them Nevi'im. They impart together Olam, and they ended up breaking through all the boundaries. Originally, all the nations, they were very careful about immorality. And this one, talking about Bilam, he told them they should just be mafker themselves to immorality. And we're going to learn about that at the end. The pasuk says, "Lekroi loy," to call to him. So obviously they're calling to him. What do we learn from here? Hakriya shaloy haisa. It was for him, ulan ase, for his benefit. Shahaya pasuk leimam and harbe, because Balak was telling him, "I'm going to give you a lot of money." So Balak had sent him. He said, "Am yatsim Mitzrayim. A nation has left Mitzrayim." And vayim timer mam zikcha. If you're going to say, "So why do they damage you? Like, what do you care if they left Mitzrayim?" He nikisas ein haaretz sichan va'ayg. They covered the land of sichan and ayg. Shayu shayim my sonu. They were guarding us. Amdu alein varagum. They stood up against them and they were killed. Sichan ayg. big loss in our lives, and we are going to be next. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. Ve'atonel l'chana arulias amazeh. Go and curse this nation for me, ki atzem humi meni, because it's way too strong for me. Ulay uchal nakabay. Perhaps because of this curse, I will be able to strike it. Vagarshenu min haaretz, and chase it out of the land. Ki adati, because I know es asher tevarech mevarech. He whom you bless is blessed. Vasher ta or you are, but he whom you curse, he's cursed. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Vav. Nakabay ani va'ami nakabahem. Perhaps I and my nation are going to be able to strike them. Davaracher. Another way of understanding it is l'shain mishnahu. It means slowly chipping away at them. Minaka loymen adamim l'chaser mehem ma'at. At least to cause a little bit of a diminishment in them. Ki adati adim imlecha sichain. I know through the war of sichain shazarti l'hakas ismayev. You helped sichain strike mayev, so I know that you have this power. And back to chumash pasuk zayin. Vayelchu ziknei mayev ziknei midyan, and the elders of mayev and midyan went uksamim biyadam, and their charms were in their hands. Vayavayu al bilam, and they came to Balaam. Vayedabru elav dibrei balak, and they spoke to him the words of Balak. Let's see Rashi over here. Zion. What does that mean? Their charms were in their hands. Uksam biyadam. Kol min iksamim. All sorts of charms. Shalai yomer, so that he shouldn't say, enkle tashmishi imi. My different trinkets and charms aren't with me, so I'm not able to do my magic. Therefore, they brought the magic with them. Davarach, another way of understanding, kesem zeh notlu biyadam ziknei midyan. The elders of Midyan, they had some sort of kesem, which is a charm or a trick or a sign that they had. Amru, they told themselves, im yava yamanu pamazois. If he comes with us this time, yesh bei mamash, that means that he's a serious person and we can rely on him. But if he pushes us off, ain by ta'elas, then we're not going to get anything from him. Lefikach, therefore, k'sh'ar malhem, when he told them, linu fai halayla, why don't you sleep here? Amru, they said, ain by tikva, there's no hope over here. Hini chuv halchulhem, so they left him and they walked away. Shenemar, it says, vayishvu sari mayav in Bilam, and the officers of mayav, they stayed with Bilam, aval ziknei midyan halchulhem, the elders of midyan had already left. Back to chumash pasuk ches, vayemar aleim, and he said to them, meaning Bilam told them, linu fai halayla, sleep here for the night, vashivaisi yascham davar, and then I'm going to give you a response, kasher didaber Hashem Eloi. Like Hashem tells me, Vayeshvu Sari Mayev and Bilam, and the officers of Mayev stayed with Bilam. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. Linu Fai Halayla, he said, stay here for the night. Why did he say that they should stay overnight? Ein Recha Kadesh Shara Olav El Balayla. Recha Kadesh only rested on him at night. V'chein L'chol Nevi'ei Umas Ha'olam. All the prophets of the nations of the world, they only had Nevuah at night. V'chein Lavan Mechalei Malayla. Lavan too. Hashem appeared to him at nighttime. Shenemar says, Vayev Elikim Alavan Ha'arami Bechalei Malayla. Why is this? Like a person who goes to his mistress and he's trying to hide when he does so. He knows that he's doing something wrong and therefore he tries to hide when he does it. So too, Kaviyachal, when Hashem appears to the Umas Ha'ilam, he in a way is hiding, so therefore he only does it at night and not during the day. Bilam had said, if he allows me to go with people like you, so then I'll go with you. Perhaps it's not honorable to Hashem that I should go with people like you. Perhaps I should go with people who are more important than you. Vayeshvu, l'shayin akava, they lingered around over there. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, vayev elikim el Bilam, and Hashem came to Bilam. Vayem, when he said, Miyana shimo elimach, who are these people with you? Vayem Bilam elikim, and Bilam said to Hashem, Balak ben Tzipor, melech mayev shalach elai. Balak ben Tzipor, the king of mayev, he sent them to me. Hinei am hayetzim Mitzrayim. Behold, this nation is coming out of Mitzrayim, vayechasis ein haaretz, and they covered the entire land. Ata l'cha kavu li oisai, now go curse them for me. Ulai uchali lachim by the garish tiv, perhaps I'm going to be able to fight them and drive them away. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, what exactly was going on in this conversation between Hashem and Bilam. Hashem had asked Bilam, Mia Nashama Eli Imach, who are these people with you? Lataiseba, he was just giving him room to error. Bilam could say, Pa'am Sha'ina Kal Gaya Lefanov, you know, maybe not everything is revealed in front of Hashem. Ain't that a Shava Olav? He's not 100% aware. Afani era Esh Uchal Kalvoyavin, perhaps now I'm going to be able to have a time that he's not paying attention, and then I'm going to curse them, and he's not going to know about it. And Hashem was giving him that ability to do so by asking him, who are these men, as if Hashem didn't know who the men were. So Pasuk Yud and Rashi, Bilam had said, Balak ben Tzipor, the king of Mayav, he sent them to me. Afal pi she'eini chashav be'enecha, even though I'm not so important in your eyes, Hashem, chashav ani be'eini ha'malachim, I'm very important in the eyes of other kings. Pasuk Yud Aleph and Rashi, he had said that Balak wanted me to be kava them, to curse them. Zu kasha me'arali, this is far worse than the arali that Balak really had said. Shu noikevu mefarish, the word kava or lakav is to specify and state the curse very clearly, which is much stronger than la'arais, to curse with aleph resh hey. The gerash tivin chase him away, mina oilam, from the world. Balak loy amar elav agarshenu mina aretz. Balak only said that he wants to chase them away from the land. Einu mevakish el asiyem me'alai. Balak, all he wanted was to get the Yidden away from him. Ubilam hayasoinim yosim Balak. Bilam hated them more than Balak, and so he used the word Gerashtiv to chase them out of this world and be completely rid of them. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayomer Elokim el Bilam, Hashem said to Bilam, Loi say lechimayim, do not go with them. Loi sa'arsa'am, do not curse the nation, ki baruchu, because it's blessed. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. Hashem said, Loi say lechimayim, don't go with them. Amr Loi, so Bilam responded, Im kain, akalim im kaimi. Okay, so I'll curse them right here. I won't go. Amr Loi, Hashem responded, Loi sa'arsa'am, do not curse them. Amr Loi, so Bilam said, okay, Im kain avarchim, I'll bless them. Amr Loi, Hashem told him, Einam tzrichim v'chasecha, they do not need your blessing, ki baruchu, because they're already blessed. Mashal erem letzira, it's like a parable, you tell a wasp, loy mi dovshech, v'loy mi uktech, not from your honey and not from your sting. So Hashem was telling Bilam, you do not need to go with them, don't curse them, don't bless them, just stay far away, don't go anywhere near them, don't say anything, they don't need you, not your curses and not your blessings. We're going to stop here for the day and see what happened tomorrow with the next Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.